Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, June 13th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The Indian equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty surged on Wednesday to hit fresh highs, driven by heavyweights RIL, HCL Tech and HDFC Bank. However, by the end of the session, the indices came off their day's highs and closed with mild gains. N. Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as the 18th Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh yesterday. Naidu's term begins under challenging conditions as he inherits a financially strained state that has been largely overlooked industrially. His Telugu Desam Party, TDP, along with its National Democratic Alliance, NDA partners, secure a sweeping victory, capturing 164 out of 175 seats in the State Assembly. During his campaign, Naidu promised to enhance governance and kickstart economic development, aiming to revive industrial activity and generate 2 million jobs. However, the financial reality of Andhra Pradesh could complicate these plans. The state is grappling with a high debt level of 44% of its GDP, and its finances are stretched thin, primarily going towards revenue expenditures rather than building productive assets. This fiscal strain makes the ambitious welfare promises and the revival of the Amaravati capital project, initially estimated to cost 50,000 crore rupees, particularly challenging. Mint senior editor N. Madhavan explains the challenges Naidu faces as he takes over from Jagan Mohan Reddy as the CM of Andhra Pradesh. During the recent Lok Sabha elections, many voters, especially in urban areas, seemed reluctant to visit their polling booths. The Election Commission highlighted this trend, noting that urban voters were particularly hesitant. Ultimately, only about 65.8% of eligible voters cast their ballots, down from 67.2% in 2019. In some regions like Nagaland and Manipur, turnout significantly decreased, while Jammu and Kashmir saw an increase. Why does this matter? Neeti Kiran from Mint's data team explains through charts and maps. Lower turnouts can sometimes indicate voter satisfaction with the current government, which appeared to be the case in this election. The National Democratic Alliance held more seats in areas with lower voter turnout. However, it's not just about the numbers. It's about who shows up, or rather, who doesn't. Metros saw a sharper decline in turnout compared to rural regions. Despite this, the overall gender gap in voting was virtually non-existent, similar to the previous election. Women turned out in higher numbers than men in nearly 20 states. The reasons behind voter participation or apathy can vary widely from state to state, influencing everything from local policy to national politics. India is on the verge of significant changes to its organ transplant policies, aiming to address the massive shortfall between the supply and demand of organs. The Union government is considering allowing organ exchanges between unrelated individuals to bridge the gap when blood groups within families don't match, potentially shortening the long wait times endured by patients. Currently, India sees a stark contrast between the need and the actual transplants performed annually, with only 6,000 kidney transplants against the requirement of about 2 lakh and even fewer heart transplants, with only 10 to 15 done yearly. One significant move under consideration is the introduction of swap donations, where families could exchange organs with one another if they are compatible, a practice currently not allowed for non-relatives. Additionally, the government is in talks with the insurance regulator to extend health insurance coverage to organ donors who are presently excluded from most health insurance plans. Mint's Priyank Sharma reports. India's economy is showing signs of resilience in the early part of fiscal year 2025, with industrial activity picking up and retail inflation slightly easing. Mint's Rick Kundu reports that inflation dipped to 4.75% in May, the lowest in a year, aided by slower increase in food prices. Despite this, food inflation has constantly stayed above 8% since November, largely the result of uneven and below normal monsoon rains in 2023, which hit India's crop production. The Reserve Bank of India has maintained the repo rate at 6.5% since last February, cautiously waiting for inflation to stabilize closer to its 4% target before considering any changes. On the industrial front, output rose by 5% in April, supported by growth across the manufacturing, mining, and electricity sectors. Consumer durables saw a particular surge, likely boosted by rural spending and seasonal purchases. Boeing, the US aerospace giant, is on a mission to regain its trust following several unsettling incidents involving its planes. Recent problems, such as the uncontrolled decompression on the Alaska Airlines flight and stuck rudder pedals on a United Airlines flight, have intensified scrutiny on the company. Top executives from airlines like United and Emirates are closely monitoring the situation. They believe Boeing needs to return to its roots, prioritizing solid engineering and quality over financials. They remain hopeful but cautious, expecting Boeing to improve its performance. Mint's aviation correspondent Anu Sharma reports on the company's plan to enhance its safety and quality standards, including increased workforce training and streamlined processes to prevent future issues. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.